From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The entire Russian team is banned from the September Paralympic Games. The International Paralympic Committee strongly condemned Russia's sports doping program, issuing a blanket ban on Russian athletes hoping to enter the September competition in Rio de Janeiro. The Paralympic Games is conducted for athletes with physical disabilities. IPC President Philip Craven issued a scathing denunciation of Russian athletics.
The facts really do hurt. They are an unprecedented attack on every clean athlete who competes in sport. The anti-doping system in Russia is broken, corrupted, and entirely compromised.
Philip Craven. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Sunday to continue fighting anyone or any power seeking to undermine his government. Addressing millions at a rally in Istanbul, he also vowed to root out those involved in last month's failed coup. That's an election official in Thailand announcing that voters have approved a new constitution. The country's military leaders say that opens the way to new elections. Preliminary results showed 62% of voters approving the constitution, 38% rejecting it. Syrian rebels Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the city of Aleppo, a major military setback for forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Rebel forces surged through government territory in the eastern part of the city, pushing government forces out of military colleges and other locations they had held. For more information on that story and others, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.